Jasper Fern is one of the most devoted knights to his king, but he suffers from nightmares. He is shaken from sleep in the small hours of the morning by an incessant whispering. His thoughts race. He plods through his days trying to keep himself awake, to discern between waking reality and his nightmares. Without warning, one night the voice grows louder until it's all he can hear. When the sun paints the horizon, he's the first one up. As he rides with his armored brethren, the voice continues its babble. It isn't until he touches the book that the voice starts making sense. In that instant, his old life is obliterated. It burns away in a pillar of molten fire that he turns on the rest of the knights. He no longer recognizes them as friends. He no longer recognizes himself. It's on this day that the wizard Wormwood was born. He has since used Jasper's knowledge of the king and Greytusk Castle to try and plunder the mineral-rich vault to continue his spell work. He has entered the king's contest in disguise to do just that, and today he may just succeed. Bronwyn Ironcraft and her brother Everett trek through the white expanse of the Greytusk Mountains set on winning the prize money that will fund their search for Bishop, their missing brother. Caught in the grip of a horrifying flashback, Bronwyn makes a mistake that may kill a fellow contestant. Has she driven their goal out of reach? And, what's worse, has she killed a man? Find out today at 3 p.m. during Second Saturday Stories during the continuation of the Calderwild Chronicles. Catch up on any chapters missed here.